Track 12, Musical Memories. Our Musical Memories slot this month continues the musical tour of our solar system. Maggie is here to tell us about three more of the planets from Gustav Holst's suite. Welcome, Maggie.
So, here we are again to continue our exploration of the planets. I believe I left you with Mercury flitting to and fro across the sky. Well, the fourth movement of Holst's planet suite is dedicated to Jupiter, the fifth planet from the Sun and the largest planet in our solar system. It is the third brightest object in the night sky after the Moon and Venus, a gas giant made up mostly of hydrogen and helium. Jupiter has many moons, but the four largest are Ganymede, Callisto, Io, and Europa. The most significant feature of the planet is its great red spot, which is larger than the Earth and is actually a persistent storm. Its name derives from that of Jupiter, the chief deity of the ancient Romans, and the astrologers regard Jupiter as having attributes of abundance, optimism, growth, and cheerfulness. Holst describes Jupiter as the bringer of jollity, which chimes well with these characteristics. The music is buoyant and exuberant, with an expansive middle section. This is the bit of the movement that you will no doubt know best, as it is the melody for the well-known hymn, I Vow to Thee My Country. The lyrics for this hymn are by Sir Cecil Spring Rice and were written in 1912, and in 1921, Holst adapted the central theme from Jupiter to fit the poem's words. The tune is known as Thaxted, the name after the village in Essex where Holst lived for much of his life. The hymn is always associated with Remembrance Day, but it was also used at the wedding of Charles and Diana in 1981, as well as at Diana's funeral in 1997. It was sung at the funeral of Margaret Thatcher in 2013, and that of Elizabeth II, and also at the coronation of King Charles III. Let's hear a bit of the music now, in the context of the movement from the suite, rather than the hymn. Such a great tune, don't you think? But let's move on now to the fifth movement of the suite, which is Saturn. Saturn is the sixth planet from the Sun and is the second largest planet in the solar system after Jupiter. In fact, in Roman mythology, Saturn was the father of Jupiter, and there are some similarities between these two planets. Like Jupiter, Saturn is a gas giant with an average radius of about 9 times that of Earth. And also like Jupiter, it has a large spot, signifying periodic storms, known as the Great White Spot. Most of you will probably know that Saturn has a bright and extensive series of rings, which are composed of ice particles, and it also has at least 146 moons. Gosh, that's a lot! To the ancient Romans, Saturn was the god of wealth and agriculture, but Holst's Saturn is associated with the astrological characteristics of old age. This movement is haunting and introspective, contemplating the passage of time and the inevitability of mortality. Holst uses a slow tempi, sombre harmonies and mournful melodies to create a sense of melancholy and resignation. At the beginning, you can hear a theme suggestive of a ticking clock, symbolising the passing of time. The composer's daughter Imogen said of the first performance, "The isolated listener in the dark, half-empty hall, felt themselves growing older with every bar of the music." Golly, I'm not sure that we want to listen to any of this movement. Perhaps just a snippet of that ticking clock at the beginning, and then we'll move on. Now we will move on to the next planet, which is Uranus. Uranus is the seventh planet from the Sun. It is an ice giant, mostly made up of water, ammonia and methane. It has an 84 Earth-year orbital period around the Sun, meaning that its poles get about 42 years of continuous sunlight, followed by 42 years of continuous darkness. Wow, I think I should stop complaining about the dark mornings. In Greek mythology, Uranus is represented as the god of the sky, but for Holst, Uranus's astrological character is that of the magician. In contrast to the previous movement, Saturn, the music of Uranus is light and all in jest, suggesting this character. The movement opens with a fanfare for trumpets, trombones and timpani and has been described as a clumsy dance which gradually gets more and more out of control. So, here we are then, with some of the music from Holst's Uranus, beginning with that brassy fanfare. Next time, we will complete our journey around the solar system with the mysticism of Neptune and the gentle light of the moon. So, hold on to your seats.
Thank you, Maggie. This is all quite educational, isn't it? Science and music combined.